Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to start with the triple murder in Riverside, catfishing, and how parents can protect their kids. With us is Titania Jordan, Chief Parent Officer at BARC, which is an online platform that helps keep kids safe online. First of all, very quickly explain what catfishing is, and then you can go right into what a parent could do to make sure their kids don't fall for this.
Sure. Yeah, this is a really scary story, but I'm glad you're highlighting it. Catfishing is the act of creating a false identity and then interacting with somebody for a specific purpose, usually to lure them into some sort of relationship. It can include mild flirting all the way to years-long partnerships. Now, the catch is that these people have never and will never meet in real life, despite the fact that they can spend hours a day communicating with someone. And the dangers, this, you know, there's a whole show about this on MTV a few years ago, which is where this phenomenon got its moniker. But the dangers are that you can, well, as you see from the story, can end up in murder. It can also affect children deeply. This is one way that predators tend to groom children. And also just gain personal info and really take advantage and even cyberbully in some cases.
Well, Titania, it's somewhat sad but true. As you mentioned, we are highlighting this story today because it's made news because of the three deaths that were involved here. It's been a breaking story all morning. You know, oftentimes it takes something like this to bring a story up and get people talking about it. But just how prevalent is catfishing, as they call it these days?
That's a good question. We don't have concrete data in terms of how frequently catfishing occurs. We do know it happens enough that there is a way to report on all the major platforms that, you know, if somebody is impersonating you or somebody else, you can report it. And they wouldn't have built that feature if it wasn't happening enough. We also know that when it comes to online enticement, that is unfortunately on the rise. In fact, NCMEC, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, reported a 97.5% increase in online enticement reports just over the course of 2020. So catfishing specifically is just one tactic used to harm others online, and unfortunately, those harms are on the rise.
And very quickly, you touched on some of the laws against, you know, you have laws against fraud and using online communications to commit fraud. But so far as I know, it's not against the law for someone to just create this persona and pretend to be that person and try to engage in conversations and online relationships with others, be they kids or whoever. Do laws need to be strengthened? And if so, which laws?
So great question. I can't speak to the latter just because I'm not a lawyer. But as the mom and as the chief parent officer at BARC Technologies, what I can speak to is the weakness of existing laws in general to protect children specifically. We have got to do better as a society to help protect these kids, especially because they're getting devices. And the rate at which technology progresses is just not as fast as the rate at which the laws meant to protect them progress.
As a parent, what's the big takeaway for them in protecting their children?
The big takeaway is that conversations matter. You've got to talk with your children about the most, in some cases, random and tricky issues that they might encounter when they are online. And that goes to basic digital citizenship. You know, don't share personal information with somebody. If you have never met them in real life, chances are you know nothing about them despite what they've told you. If anybody asks you for a photo of yourself or any PII, that's personally identifiable information, come tell mom and dad. You will not be in trouble. You didn't do anything wrong, but that's something that we need to know about.
All right. Titania Jordan, she's Chief Parent Officer at BARC. Titania, thank you. Chief Parent Officer at BARC, that's an online platform that helps keep kids safe online.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.